Patriots Friday. You ready,
Woo!
Dave?
Yeah, born ready, Jones.
Get ready
born
for ready. DeMarcus Covington.
That's right. Defensive coordinator.
Can I interest you in a Mike Unwenu?
Oh, yes, you can.
How about Keefe's Keys?
Yes, please.
How's about a Friday four-pack?
I'll have that.
What else Weekend review.
Oh,
wow.
Bozo Parlay.
Bozo Which, by touchdown the way, parlay.
Not to give too much away.
Oh, give it away.
It's the juiciest yet. It's the most profitable one yet. I'm not talking out of school.
No. Is the juice worth the squeeze? Yes. Oh, it is.
We're talking multiple PS5s.
Yeah.
We're talking multiple PS5s for multiple. Just one ham.
One ham. Get you. Yeah. I don't even want to say how many PS5s.
Tune in to find out.
More than three, less than
Tune
four.
Tune in to find out.
More than three, less than
uh-huh.
four. I don't want to give it away.
Yes.
But it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jones and Keefe here on a Friday. We got all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can text the show, 37937. Whole bunch of ways you can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. We don't have any cute puppies like the Greg Hill Show did today.
No Pudge's Pals.
This whole place is buzzing about cute little dogs.
There was a little dog. There was a Irish singer. You never know what you're going to get. You tune in here.
Well, Wiggy is real. Yeah. Wiggy thinks I think he's a little insulted, quite frankly, that he thinks he has the music of this. What was his name? Dermot?
I'm not the one to ask.
Courtney was playing a song in
Courtney
here.
Courtney was excited about
Wiggy
it.
Wiggy was playing a song in here. It sounded fantastic.
Dermot Kennedy.
Dermot Kennedy was in.
I should have known that.
Oh, Kennedy.
Yeah.
So obviously he's got a big fan base here. But,
yeah, he's chopping heads off whales, I'm sure.
But Courtney was Dead like, whales. He's great, and he sounds like Ed Sheeran. Wiggy was like, he sounds like Coldplay, and they spent 6 minutes discussing that.
Well, and I think he felt a little slighted when Courtney
she
said it doesn't sound like Coldplay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so he says, well, yes, he does.
And round it went. There really wasn't any counter other than that. That was the discussion at length. But
yeah,
I was
afraid to pick a side, quite frankly. I was afraid to choose.
Busy Fridays here on WEEI.
It is. It is indeed. So we will get into the debut of Drake May. All your thoughts on Patriots and Texans on Sunday at Gillette. Do the Pats have any shot? ... to cover? Because I don't think anybody's picking them to win.
No.
You can jump in here with all your thoughts. Something that's occurred to me, and we played Alex Van Pelt off the top of the show, and we joked about this all day long yesterday. I think he pretty clearly isn't fully on board with this move.
I would agree.
But is the full team on board with the move? Like, how is the team viewing this? And I can see it going both ways. I mean, I can see a lot of players going, okay, this is the change we need, the shot in the arm we need. We're not doing anything on offense, and maybe extended drives will help the defense, which is underachieved, and what else do we have to lose? We're 1-4. We need that shot in the arm. I also can see players on the team, and I wonder how many of them there are, that look at it and go, wait a minute, we're already throwing this kid out there? Like, we're already waving the white flag on our season, and we're already in development mode? Now, I don't choose to look at it that way. But I wonder if there are guys on the team who do, and I wonder if the team is fully behind the move, and I would use Alex Van Pelt as a jumping-off point. I don't think Van Pelt's on board with it. I don't think Wolf is on board
with it.
I'm sure the coaching staff is split. There's probably factions of the locker room that aren't a fan of it. You know Jacoby Brissett is pissed.
Yep.
Jacoby Brissett is trying to say all the right things through clenched teeth.
But he's not really doing a great job.
He's not happy about it.
No, he's mad.
So...
But he's the only one I think that should be mad, honestly. Like, I think he's the only one that should be upset because it was his job that he's losing. Everybody else's playing time is really up to those guys, right? Like, if you're playing well, you're going to be out there. This team is devoid of talent, so there are jobs to be won all around. And I don't think that the entire locker room can be behind anything. Insofar as we think there's like five or six coaches that probably are split on who to play. So if you ask 53 guys, it's not going to be 53 guys in our direction.
How about like 90%?
I would think the majority are pro Drake May.
We think we're at that?
Yes. Now, some of this is just sort of guessing that he looks good in practice because those guys would know better than us.
Even Van Pelt said he looks good in practice. Van Pelt said they threw the blitz package at him yesterday and he was 6-for-6 in decision making. So even a guy who I don't think likes the move is saying and acknowledging he looks good in practice.
So a lot of the team leaders are dropping like flies due to injury or off-field stuff. But one of the guys and who we talk to every Monday is Hunter Henry. Before the move was even made, we were asking him about Drake May. And he said Drake May is a great player.
Great player.
And he kind of like, honestly, That was probably the happiest he was during the whole interview, was us talking about Drake May. In all seriousness, like, they're coming off another loss, right? Like, he's clearly not feeling great about how the season is going. I thought he might be a little annoyed by the Drake May question. He was not at all. He was like, he's a great player.
No, he didn't want to dump all over Brissett.
He didn't.
So he was a little annoyed at that line of questioning.
Yeah.
But the line of questioning about Drake May, he was very receptive to. It's true.
So I would think that after 5 weeks of trying Jacoby Brissett, this isn't like you gave him one game or two games and you're like, well, now you're done. He got to play 5 games, and the last two, he was pretty bad. I would think some of the linemen, they might not say it. We have Mike Onwenu today. I don't think he's going to say it. He's a good teammate. But they've given up all these sacks, and everybody keeps saying how bad they are. But if the quarterback gets rid of the ball a little bit quicker, you don't give up as many sacks. Then the offensive line doesn't look as bad, right? So I think those guys are probably welcoming a change. You think the wide receivers are going to be kicking and screaming that Brissett's gone?
Definitely not.
No chance. And I think defense, they're just like, hey, score some points and have fewer three and outs. Like, we just want to break.
Extend some drives, right? Yeah. We need a breather instead of, we get off the field, it's a three and out, it's punted right back to our defense, and we're right back out there.
And I think Drake May is pretty well liked by everybody. This goes all the way back to camp. Like, I don't think he's one of these rookies that is rubbing people the wrong way. Like, that can happen, right? Like, a rookie can come in. I don't get like a sense of entitlement from Drake May. Not to bash Mac Jones for no reason, but he seems different than Mac Jones in that sense.
I don't think that's for no reason. I mean, this was the quarterback they hitched their wagons to, and no one liked how he carried himself. And I'm with you. I don't think you're bashing Mac for no reason. I think,
but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there was always a kind of, you could see why the locker room might be split a little bit with a guy like Mac Jones.
And
but
there's
this is like
a complete different personality with this kid.
Now, I think they like him.
He might not be able to play, but personality wise, it's much more likable, and I can see him being less polarizing than a guy like Mac based on personality.
Yeah. So I think there's a chance, and also these guys all understand the business. As soon as somebody is drafted third overall, it's all about when he gets in, not if he gets in. And they're all there at practice. They see how many reps he's getting. Who gets more reps as a backup quarterback in the league? Nobody, right? That's according to all these guys, all the reports that we've heard. Mayo even confirmed it's 30% of the reps. So they knew at some point he's going to take over. So I think 4-game losing streak where the offense has looked horrible for 3 games, if you're not welcoming of the change now, I wonder what they would suggest. Like, all right, what do you want to do? How are we going to be better this week? Can't just be like, oh, I was going to button some things up. It's like, no, you need to make a change, and they did.
So do you think the team is behind this move? It sounds like there are members of the organization, starting with the offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt, who we played right off the top. He says he's on board, but his actions don't quite match the words. And his past comments certainly don't align with going to Drake May now. So is the team on board with it? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Do you think that matters? Again, we'll get to your phone calls here coming up, along with all your thoughts on the game this weekend. Do the Patriots have a shot? Your expectations for Drake May? Can this spark the team moving forward? A few texts, 37937. I failed to say this earlier. What time is the Bozo touchdown parlay?
10:45.
10:45 is when we will get to that. And again, we don't want to oversell it, but it's a juicy one here today.
The juiciest.
So make sure you're following along. There's also this, 37937. Can you guys please start the narrative to fire AVP? It says here, and McDoofus.
Wait a minute.
You want them both fired, or you want McDoofus to replace AVP? Is that? I think he wants them both fired.
I mean, what is McDoofus?
That's an odd question.
Yeah. First of all, that's our guy, Alex Van Pelt.
We could
be friend of the show. We're talking to him a couple weeks.
By December, we could be talking to McAdoo. It's possible.
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Although I don't think he'll get his. He's still the offensive coordinator. I think we would talk to the offensive coordinator. It doesn't necessarily mean the play caller.
That's a good point.
It's the coordinator series here on Jones and Keefe.
That's a good point.
So today, DeMarcus Covington, Alex Van Pelt. I think you have to. You don't have to do anything. You're a grown adult, I assume, listening to the show and texting in. You don't have to do anything. But I'm going to at least give Alex Van Pelt sort of a like, put these 5 weeks behind him and, like, let him start anew. You have a quarterback now that you and I both think has a lot more talent than the previous quarterback. So even if Alex Van Pelt had a good relationship with Jacoby Brissett, how much is anybody going to get out of him, right? Like, if he had Kyle Shanahan coaching Jacoby Brissett, I'm pretty sure he'd get frustrated at times, too, and it might not work out great.
Yeah.
So let's give Van Pelt a chance. Now, again, if after 1 week you hate it, fine, so be it. But let's give him a couple of games with Drake May, see what it looks like. There's a good chance we're screaming on Monday about the play calls and, like, what the hell are you doing? Or maybe we're pleasantly surprised. I'm like, oh, look at this. They put him in a position to succeed. Some quick throws, some designed runs, and the offense actually looked like a real offense.
So I'm with that. We said this earlier in the week, like who stands to gain and lose the most? Yeah. I think Mayo stands to gain a lot by this move because he's going to be viewed as the person who, you know, was the trigger man on this move. I think it goes higher. I think it goes to ownership, but he's going to be viewed as the coach who made the switch. And if Drake May can play or the team starts winning, I think he'll get a lot of credit for it. I think Van Pelt, to your point, if they struggle, he is going to be a guy who could be relieved of play calling duties by the end of the year. But
yeah,
if all of a sudden they look better with Drake May out there, he has a chance to really make some gains as well. So let's see it for a few weeks. I'm with you on that. It didn't look good with Jacoby Brissett. I don't like a lot of what I hear, but I'm willing to see it through with Drake May. Text here about Ramondre Stevenson. I guess he posted on IG.
I just looked it. I didn't see it. So maybe it was a story that I missed. Okay. You know, those
it was a story. I saw it a couple days ago. I went and it was not there. The one where the guy's like leaning forward.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a meme of the guy like sitting back on his video game chair and then it like leans forward like
so engaged. So the point is, you know, he would be somewhat excited about the move to Drake May.
Basically, like, it's about to pick up a notch.
So is he even going to play? This is what I was going to ask about that.
Like questionable.
He hasn't practiced the last 2 days. What is that? What does that do for Drake May and his debut? Like you might not have your best player on offense, or at least the guy who's been your best player on offense. Fumbles
it
aside,
doesn't. Yeah, that's true. He has dropped the ball several times this year, but it obviously doesn't help because that'd be somebody that you'd lean on. And we would think now Van Pelt has surprised us with some of these matchups, not giving Stevenson the ball as much. But you would think in a normal kind of game plan, rookie's first game against a good defense that has a good pass rush, this might be the game that Stevenson gets 20-25 carries. If he doesn't play at all, I think you can give Gibson 10 or 12, but Gibson's not a 25 carry guy.
No.
So then what, you'd elevate Kevin Harris, you try to get him 10 maybe? So you could still run the ball 20 times, maybe a few more design runs than normal for Drake May. But yeah, it's more pressure on him. I also look at it as more of a, not that you're trying to like develop all these excuses for him, but if he does play well, you look at it like, wow, he played well against
Houston
that team,
defense.
No Stevenson. Like all these things that you kind of throw in there. So
it would blow up a lot of narratives.
Yes.
It would blow up a lot of like, oh, he needs time. Oh, you're going to break him. Oh, this, oh, that. He needs weapons. No, no, no. If he comes out and plays, this is a good point. If he comes out and plays well this weekend against this defense where he's already down weapons and maybe doesn't even have Ramondre Stevenson. And we all know the pressure this defense allows, the offensive line. And the pressure this defense can apply, like if he does acquit himself nicely, that's true, Keith. It blows up a lot of those narratives that you couldn't have played him early, or you're going to break him, or you're throwing him to the wolves, or you're being reckless. He can blow up a lot of that this weekend. Now, if he goes out and plays poorly, you can also reinforce a lot of it. But I think rationally, you would understand it's his first start, and he is in a tough spot. It's why not a lot of us outside of Billy advocated for this being the first week to start him.
Yeah, he nailed it.
So you can jump in. 617-779-7937. Is this going to give the team a spark? This is what I'm curious to see. And we've given you all our thoughts on expectations and what we want out of Drake May. 17 points, 2 offensive touchdowns, extended drives, more throws downfield, design runs. We've given you all of that. But there is sort of an intangible thing that I think we're going to recognize if we see it. And we'll talk about it on Monday. Was the team sparked by the move? You know, did you get any tangible benefit from the quarterback switch? Or do they just get rolled and they look like the same crappy offense? Like, that's something I want to see immediately this weekend. I want to see the team respond to this move, meaning an early drive, a quick score, something like that, where you could tangibly say, oh, that's different than what we've been watching for the last 5 weeks.
I kind of think so. And I think we saw it. Now, I know it was reversed because they went from young quarterback to old quarterback in Carolina. But it was a spark. It was like, all right, this guy isn't getting the job done. Here's somebody else who could be better. I think we've seen it when there's coach changes. You know, that might impact more, you know, both sides of the ball and everything else. But I think when coach changes have happened in season, there's a spark. Doesn't mean it's going to last all season, but there's at least a week or 2 week kind of spark. And you're like, all right, that like restarts the team. I think you could see that here because I also think you're going to feel it with the crowd. And if you think that the
100%.
And if you think that the team feeds off the crowd at all, like if you buy into that at all, there's going to be a different feeling Sunday at 1 with Drake May starting than there would be with Jacoby Brissett. So maybe the team could kind of feed off of that, especially if the game is close for a while.
Well, and you know, that point gets into why I think ownership did have a role in making the move, because there was a buzz to the home opener against Seattle. Even though it wasn't Drake May, There was a buzz to that. They,
sure.
They beat Cincinnati. We all felt like it was a win. They weren't favored in the game against Seattle week two, but we all felt it was a winnable game. I picked them that week. I think a lot of people were excited for that game. Then they're gone. They're not competitive against the Jets. They're not competitive against the Niners. They come back week five. It's a dead, lifeless Dolphins team on the other side, and your dead, lifeless offense. And there wasn't a lot of, I didn't think, buzz, excitement, interest to last week's game. I do agree with you, Keith. Mm-hmm. I think that's back this week. Yeah. Now, that might be short-lived.
I mean, you're not 20-0. It's not that exciting anymore. But
and it might just be for like a week or two, bigger picture beyond just the game. But I agree. I think that's the kind of thing that could spark you and give you a shot in the arm this weekend. Yeah.
No, it definitely could. And we'll see how long it lasts, like to your point, because you are playing up against a really good team. I think that helps in a way, too, in a weird way. Like, last week was so ugly, but part of it was because Miami is also a trash team. So it was like two teams just rolling around in the dirt that were playing poorly, right? Miami's on their fourth quarterback. So it was easy to sort of like your bad play, my bad play, and then it's just a bad football game.
Yep.
Houston's not that team. Like, they're going in there with a really good quarterback. They have really good players on defense. So you can't afford to be that sloppy. If you do, then you're just going to get run out of the building anyway. But I feel like just the overall game itself has a much better chance to be entertaining than last week.
So we haven't talked about this a ton over the course of the week, and I want everyone's thoughts on it as well. But do you think the Patriots have a chance in this game, Keith? And I'm not asking you to pick them to win.
No.
But they're 7.5-point underdogs. It's a low total. It's
so
only
38. 6.5 in some places.
Okay.
And that's why I do think they have a chance to cover, and that's more Houston. Houston has played all close games.
Well, I feel way better about the 7.5 than the 6.5 to cover.
Yes.
Yeah,
I could see them winning by 7. I mean, if I had to pick one or the other, I would take Houston to cover. But you saw they were blowing out the Bills last week. I know the Bills are better than the Patriots, but they were blowing out the Bills. And then all of a sudden, here come the Bills storming back, tie game. They got to kick a 59-yarder to win it. So they've played a bunch of really close games this year, even against not a murderer's row of opponents. Their one loss, they got blown out by Minnesota. But 2-point win against the Colts, 6-point, as badly
and
as
the Colts are bad.
Yeah, they are. And as badly as they beat up Caleb Williams, and it was one of the stats we were talking about, I was sacked 7 times, 2 picks, no touch. They won by 6. Then they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars by 4.
Another bad team.
So they're like, Houston's good, don't get me wrong, but I think you can't rule out a cover in this situation, just the way the Texans have played this year.
Okay, I'm not ruling it out. Are you picking it?
No, I'm going to pick the Texans to win.
At 7.5.
And cover, yes.
Okay, yeah. At 6.5, I'd be more nervous to do it. At 7.5, I think the Patriots cover.
How about that?
I think they can keep it within a touchdown.
Okay.
It's a home game.
Yeah.
The Texans are banged up. You know, like, no Nico Collins.
True.
So how are they going to reconfigure the offense? If I had to guess, I don't think they're going to have Joe Mixon, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And they haven't had Joe Mixon, so that's not new.
They might have Damon Pierce.
They might. So they're a little bit banged up.
Yep.
They're not at full strength. They're coming across the country to play at 1 o'clock.
I like it.
Not that they're a California team or a Seattle team that we talked about earlier. But the Patriots have played relatively well at home, or at least competitively, hung within touchdowns at home, maybe is the better way to put that. I think they can cover. I think they will cover.
This does have like 24-17 written all over it, where it's like depending on which end of it you got the bet in.
I want that hook.
I want the
7.5. I don't like it as much at 6.5. But if you're telling me and that's what I'm seeing, 7.5,
yeah,
I think the Patriots cover.
Real quick to address a couple of things from the Twitch chat. Again, you can go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch all the shows. Yes, we are dressed exactly alike again. It is kind of uncanny.
No, we're not, though.
We're both wearing black hoodies.
But competitive branding.
Oh, yeah, but they're black hoodies. It looks like we're about to go rob a house.
You got like a full
We look like two cat burglars.
You got the full zip. I got like the pullover.
They're very different hoodies.
They're very, very different.
Yeah,
Keith,
well, how dare you?
Lanny's wearing one too, so we're obviously on the same burglar team.
We're about to go rob some diamonds, maybe. Knock over a 7-Eleven.
Do you think we would be more like art heists? We'd go after like paintings or jewels?
I think we're more jewels guys.
Jewels guys.
Don't you think we're jewels guys?
Yeah, no, I'm made for being lowered from a ceiling.
Yeah. So, Billy can go over the infrared lasers.
Yeah,
and
Catherine Zeta-Jones. I have no butt, so it would be perfect.
Yeah. You know, he goes right under, no problem.
Ooh, what if we were like,
we would go in. Nick could be the getaway driver because he forgot his sweatshirt.
I don't look like you guys.
He can drive.
Like teamed up.
You don't want to
go in there.
You don't want to be like a Joe Mazzulla town situation. You don't want to do that.
You want
knock over like a bank.
No, I don't think so.
What if it was like cameras? What if it was like a rock situation where we're like breaking an Alcatraz?
We could break an
for
Alcatraz.
Like a biological weapon,
yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
That's cool.
The other question in the Twitch chat was, what the bleep is Keith looking at all the time? So I have something called attention deficit disorder. And so when I'm in here, I'm looking at, there's a TV over Jones's head.
Uh-huh.
There's a text screen over here. So when people text in, it's over here. There's another TV over here. And then okay. The Billy and Nick are over there. So I, in the course
bag
of a
bagels to your left.
Yeah. In the course of a segment, well, I'm also listening. So I'm a multitasker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I look at both TVs. I look at the producers, the text line, and the computer in front of me.
Well,
so that's what the answer
is. In your defense today, we'll wheel
it. And the Twitch stream is
we'll
like over
here.
We'll
wheel it back. But the normal place, the television with Twitch on it, where we can read the Twitch comments and view our very handsome faces, that's in a different spot in your defense.
Yeah.
So that might be part of it as well.
Yep.
617-779-7937. Do the Pats cover? Keep it close. What do they do with Drake May out there? Does it give him a shot in the arm for this weekend's game? And is the team behind the move? Because I don't think Alex Van Pelt is. We can get to his offense. Is he the right fit for a guy like Drake May? Can he adjust from Brissett to Drake May? I have questions about that. We'll get to it.
In general, it's a popular move. I think that had they gone out this week, Christian, and played poorly offensively and lost the game to Houston, then you'd be saying, well, we've just done that for the last 4 weeks, and we kind of knew that was going to happen again. We're not getting it done, given all the factors around Jacoby, with Jacoby in the pilot seat. So there would be, I imagine, well, we saw the same movie we expected to see. With Drake, even if it isn't tremendous, I think the players, the coaches, ownership, executives, they all see the same football teams and games that we do. And that's something I've come to learn over the years. They have the exact same emotions and perspectives that we do on the outside as either media members or fans. And they'll want to see it. Maybe Drake does better. We're curious. We're excited about it. So that is something that I thought there might be a little bit greater holdout or reservation of enthusiasm because of all Jacoby had done. But there hasn't been. I haven't noticed that at all, really.
Tommy Curran. Yesterday on WEEI Afternoon says, yep, team's behind the move.
All right.
That's good.
Results will be a big part of it.
I bet most of the locker room is. I do acknowledge that. The coaching staff doesn't feel like it fully is, and that would include your offensive coordinator. But I think he can get swayed pretty quickly. If May goes out there and acquits himself nicely, as you just said, or the performance is good, I think everybody will get behind it real quick.
I think maybe
people had reservations about Jaden Daniels. They don't anymore.
I think it's also more important for the players to be behind it, at least initially. And I also think the head coach is behind it.
The head coach, I think, is definitely behind it.
So if you need to sway the offensive coordinator, I think it's kind of easy to do that. If he looks around and he's like, all right, the linemen seem to be liking this more. The receivers are happy. The head coach is what he wants. So I better figure this out. Because like you said, right now there are 12 games, and this is going to pretty much determine Alex Van Pelt's future.
Yeah.
If Drake May likes him, and if he gets something out of Drake May, he's going to be here. If there's nothing really doing, and by the end of the year, you're like, ugh, like the offense stinks, they're keeping Drake May. They're keeping Gerard Mayo, but they're probably going to make changes. So, it's all on him. I mean, the pressure has been turned up on him.
And by the way, I feel like we all just say that very cavalierly, but that would underscore just how bad of a hire this was in the first place. Like, if he's gone in a year, clearly if he doesn't make it through the year, but if he's gone in a year, it's like, what? What was this for?
But
like, why did you just waste your time to save money?
No, I know.
Or because no one wanted the job, so you had to just stoop to that level, and Elliot Wolf just, you know, recommended the first guy who was out of a job that he could think of? Like,
do you think
it would really underscore the malpractice of that hire where you're starting over again with your second-year quarterback?
Yeah, that to me, not to go over shows that we did months ago, but when they hired him, it was so frustrating because of the Drake May factor or who they were going to take at number three, whoever it might have been.
Right, because we didn't know.
I remember it was like, all right, if you still had, let's say Mac Jones in an alternate reality was good,
mm-hmm.
and you had Bill O'Brien was like, I'm going to take the BC job because that's a better opportunity for me, and you brought in Alex Van Pelt, and now it's year four as a starter, you'd be like, all right, they'll figure it out. Right, or you had a veteran quarterback. I'm not even gonna say Brady. I'm just like somebody more competent. You're like, all right, like let's see what Van Pelt can do.
I wouldn't feel as badly about it. Yeah.
This is completely different. When you have Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, any of these guys, you need a QB whisperer. And I'm not entirely sure he is a QB whisperer. He might be good as a QB coach, right? But that's sort of that second layer down. That's not on game day calling plays and putting you in the best spot to succeed. So there's a ton of pressure on him, maybe the most pressure. Obviously, on the field, those players have a different type of pressure, and we see that he's the one that's going to be throwing picks or getting sacked or throwing touchdowns. But at the end of it, they're going to look back at Alex Van Pelt and be like, if you have the worst offense in the NFL or the second worst offense in the NFL, those guys, especially when they don't have a good track record, don't usually get brought back.
No.
So it's on him.
No, I mean, there's a reason the guy hasn't called play. When was it, 2009?
I think nine with Dick Geron, like, and the
there's
Bills.
A reason the guy hasn't called plays since then,
right?
Consistently. He hasn't been in charge as a play caller for, you know, well over a decade.
Unless Stefanski
years.
Has COVID, he doesn't call plays.
No.
That was the last time he called plays.
Unless the coach is literally, yeah. You know, on his sickbed.
Has coronavirus.
And can't yeah. show up.
Right.
No one asked him to call plays, except for the Patriots. By the way, this is a friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt, who we'll talk to down the line as part of our coordinator
good
series.
Good stuff.
Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive coordinator at some point. We're going to talk to Mike and Wenu as well. We'll get their thoughts on the switch at quarterback. Can it spark the team? How are we feeling about that move within the locker room? I do want to ask DeMarcus Covington about how it can help the defense. And Keon White, he talked yesterday about some of the penalties that Keon White has taken. Keon White's been, we think, called a selfish player by his teammate, Devon Godchow, on this very show. And so we have more thoughts coming up on that, along with whether or not the Patriots can cover this weekend. Keefe doesn't like their chances. I think they will. So your thoughts there. Meanwhile, a couple of texts, 37937. Number one, are we going to talk about Allmark's 31-save shutout? That it was not a shutout. He allowed one goal.
You know Jones is keeping track.
Are we going to talk about Allmark's 31-save, let's call it performance, against Florida last night?
Guy was the number one star in the Senators-Panthers game.
It was a tired Panthers team, I think. We'll talk about that.
30 saves.
Coming
what
up at 12:30. We'll talk about that there.
Stood on his head, some would say.
I you know what? It escaped me. I didn't see all
it?
The highlights. I didn't see the full highlights.
Looks real good.
I did see Swayman get lit up a little bit last night.
Yeah.
So we will get to that again after noontime. Keefe's Keys, our Friday 4-pack, all those things come your way. We also, the three of us, I think this is going to be up shortly on Instagram and Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. Myself, Keefe, Billy Lanny, we're all wearing our dark hoodies today, as has been pointed out by the Twitch chat.
We look like cat burglars, I understand.
We do. A suggestion for the name. I think this is a good one.
Okay.
At 37937, you can be the Confetti Bandits.
Oh, I kind of like the Confetti Bandits.
Everywhere you go, you leave a stash of confetti at the scene.
It's which is
bad. That's not a bad calling card.
I found confetti upstairs when I walked in today.
Dude, it's everywhere.
It's probably on the paws of that poor dog.
That
dog probably trotted up there and was trailing around confetti.
Dude, I love that we have Dog Fridays now.
Oh, is it every Friday?
I think every Friday, right? They're bringing in a pal?
Maybe I didn't tune in at the very beginning of the segment. I heard the dog in here this morning.
So
it's
we
every
get
Friday.
D'Angelo subs on Tuesdays, and we get to play with dogs on Fridays. It was the greatest job in the world.
I wasn't here early enough for the dog, but we get to play with the dog.
Yeah,
is that frowned upon?
I don't know. Well, no, you can. They're not like service dogs. You're allowed to play with these dogs.
Okay, nice.
Every time you see that little jacket on that says "Don't pet the dog," I'm like, I die inside.
You're like, I just watch.
I'll see him. I'll be like, oh my god! Like you'll see a dog inside, like anywhere, like you're getting coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you like go to like pet him, and it's like, don't touch the dog. He's working.
I'm like,
all right, sorry.
You just gotta ask. You just gotta ask. You gotta say,
no, they usually say no.
Hey, may I pet your dog? Well, then I have a problem with
that.
They go,
sorry, sir. It distracts him.
Yeah,
well, he's just right here, and he's just so cuddly.
If you ask and you're nice about it, and it's a service animal, it's not like an animal that's gonna bite your wrist off. Then I typically have
like, can I pet him? Like, no.
No.
Can I lay down on all fours and have him lick my face?
Like, yeah, that you can do.
Yeah, no, that's totally allowed.
Go ahead. Speaking of the Twitch chat, pointing out again how we all are matched in our cat burglar outfits.
Correct.
Which did we settle on? Is it Art Heist? Is it, or Jewel
No,
Peach?
Jewels.
Yeah, I think Jewels
we'll
is kind of what we specialize in.
Hope Diamond, etc. You get the Hope Diamond. You know how many PS5s you can get with the Hope Diamond?
Oh, my God, so many.
Forget it.
I mean, look, the Bozo Touchdown Parlay, which comes your way about 15 minutes from now,
it's a doozy this week.
It's going to win you some cash, but I don't know if it's Hope Diamond, that level of PS5s.
No.
Well, I don't know about that.
Depends on how much you put down on it.
Did you see the Twitch chat was discussing, did you see the Aurora Borealis at all last night? Did you decide to set foot outside and take a look at that?
I'm glad you asked. Yeah. So I'm getting pictures. My sister who lives in Connecticut and my mom who lives in New Hampshire are sending me pictures, and it's just like unbelievable pink sky.
Yeah.
They're like, go outside.
Yeah.
I go outside. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm like, kind of cloudy here and like blue sky.
Light pollution?
Like,
you get light pollution or was cloudy? Because I'm in the city. You get some light pollution.
Kinda,
you can't see
it. No, not as bad. But it's just kind of cloudy. And then I'm like, they're like, oh, you got to take pictures with your phone. It's clear through your phone. So I'm taking pictures like an idiot. Nothing's coming out.
Oh, so is it like, it's like the eclipse? Like when you're like, if you kind of look at the sky, you don't see anything unless you put on those dumb glasses and then you can see it?
Correct.
So it looks better through your phone.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't try that.
And then eventually we got a better look at it. My wife came outside and got like a decent, not like what they were sending me. They were sending me like all like magenta sky,
yeah,
like full sky magenta. We got like a little bit. It was all right. So I saw, did you, you had no luck?
No. Yeah. Well, Kat, well, no. I just didn't care. Kat's like, you know,
oh, you don't care about,
have
like
you seen what's going on
social,
have you seen what's going on social media? And I go, I've seen it. I don't really care.
You don't care about changing colors in the sky?
I actually said to Kat, I said, I read about this the other morning and I was like, it's going to be too late for Lucas. I was like, what do we care? And she's like,
take a picture.
She's like, I want to see it.
The Northern Lights are like one of the coolest things.
Yeah, Nick, you saw it. Did you see last night?
One of the coolest things? Oh, I like bucket list, see the Northern Lights.
I hit a Tyler Lockett anytime touchdown, much cooler than the Northern Lights. Yeah, I would say, yes, yes.
I don't know.
No, it's like, I want to go to Iceland to see the Northern Lights because they look, because
my sister
all
did
time.
That. My sister legit did that. That was like a thing.
It's like a bucket list thing for me. Yeah, so Jones, it is pretty cool.
Lanny, you a big sky guy?
One of the coolest things.
All I was seeing was the pictures on the internet, and like, I didn't even, like, how would I have not noticed the sky was pink
and
purple
and green?
That's what I'm
saying. Kat was, like, standing outside, like, on the porch, like, looking at it. And I'm right, like, she's like, come on out and look. I'm like,
my living room right there, sliding door, overlooks the street. I can see the sky. Nothing, like, caught my eye at all.
I know, and then you go online.
And I see all these photos. I'm like, these got to have filters on them. These photos look
amazing.
No,
it's insane. It looks like the final 20 minutes of a Ghostbusters movie. Just looking in the sky. You're like, what on earth is this? We got a peak, and apparently it's going to be like this all weekend, so I'll give it a shot.
I got more chances?
Get out there.
All right, maybe it, look.
So Jones.
Maybe it'll be a life-changing event.
Wants to go to outer space, but doesn't give a rat's ass about the beautiful sky. Well, look at this.
Yeah, look at that.
Brian on was running Twitch today. Twitch and YouTube, you are going to see some photos. Look at that.
Looks like a sky.
Pink, magenta. No, the sky's not normally that color.
It looks like the sky, just
gorgeous.
A different color. It just looks like, it's like if I, you know.
Boston Massacre is going to have some edibles and look at the sky tonight. There you go. That's a night. Get after it a little bit.
A little trippy.
Yep.
That was quite a Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Just have a babysitter. You'll be fine.
I'm going to watch Wizard of Oz and listen to Pink Floyd. Apparently, they really dance like when the song gets nuts.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It aligns perfectly.
Yeah.
Play it in reverse. Hey, you really want to trip
you
out.
Put
play
your
that
thing
in reverse.
Down, flip it and reverse it.
Yeah. Now, this picture I care for.
You don't like that one?
No, not as much.
That's kind of nice. Purple sky, blue sky. It's not really like that. It's like a box of paint fell on it.
It looks like the sky is just a different color. I get it. I can wrap my head around
it.
Can wrap my head around it. It's just, if you just told me it's the sky but pink, I'd go, okay, I got it. I don't actually need to
it
see
is
it.
It is like people losing
the
their
sky but pink
for like leaves, right? We've talked about this before. Yeah. We're like green leaves.
A red
one. Thanks.
Orange one.
But we also have seen those for our entire lives.
No, it's true. But it's like, if you just told me it's the sky but purple, I go,
I think Nick's offended.
I think I get it.
A little bit. Jones just hates nature.
He just came
kinda
in,
weird.
He came in too hot. He said one of the coolest things, which is
for me, it is one of the coolest things.
That's just coming in too
hot. But you can't. No, but that's for him. You can't speak for him.
But I can speak for humanity.
Cool,
I can speak for humanity and go.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett getting a touchdown, not one of the coolest things. That happens a lot.
Check my account. Yeah. Pretty nice. Hadn't happened yet this year.
Yep.
Northern
Lights, Intercourse, Deep Dish Pizza. These are the three.
You're like the top three goats right there.
We need one more for a Mount Rushmore. Purchasing a PS5.
Intercourse.
There's nothing like a Rush.
Intercourse. Northern Lights.
Yeah, and not necessarily in that order.
No. Pretty much it.
Yeah. One is
and hitting a parlay, which comes your way next.
Let's get to it. Bozo touchdown parlay each and every week at this time. 10:45-ish here on Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Text 37937. Nick, you're right. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You just hate fun.
The Northern Lights.
Coolest thing ever.
I mean, Kat was literally out on the porch telling me to come out and look at it. I was like,
I'd have to think about what the coolest thing I've ever seen is. You guys might not like the answer.
A PS5.
Two PS5.
Yeah, stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. A couple of them. I like this, too. 37937. Listen, I thought I was going to have to go on an Alaskan cruise or to Iceland to see the Northern Lights.
Nope.
This just saved me so much money.
It's true. Right in your old backyard.
That's not true. That's going to fly with your wife. It's like, oh, honey.
We're not going anywhere?
Honey, I want to go to Iceland. I want to go to Alaska.
No, right there.
Let's go outside and look at the Northern Lights in our backyard save on a vacation. No, you don't.
Not bad.
That's so false.
Well, you cross it off the bucket list. Some people make physical bucket lists, and it feels good to cross something off without having to spend thousands of dollars to do so.
Our buddy Matt on Twitter had a similar take.
Did he love it?
At JonesWEEI at Keefe21.
Yeah.
I've been to Iceland and Norway.
Brags.
Big time brags. Seriously.
Damn.
No Northern Lights. Apparently, I just needed to go to North Andover.
Yeah, they have it.
Apparently.
I'll try again tonight.
So, Keith, you said, we got another shot at it.
Give it a go.
I haven't completely had the window shut. So
I'm surprised
you said
Nick is even at work today. He was so excited about it.
I'm gonna go pick the chairs outside.
just laying there thinking about it after having. Just like man, that was awesome,
man.
Yeah,
drag the mattress outside, tailgate? Lay on the ground.
You gonna tailgate for the Northern Lights tonight?
Oh yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Get some steak tips. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, grill it up.
A couple of brew dogs.
Get some edibles like whoever that was in the Twitch chat earlier. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty cool. But it's also cool to hit on a giant 5-touchdown anytime parlay, which we did.
It is amazing.
A few weeks back. Yeah. We've gone cold the last couple of weeks, but that doesn't mean we're not going to keep trying. And you don't want to miss out.
No.
The Bozo touchdown parlay is back. Keith, why don't you get us started here today?
All right. I'm going to go with the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown for the Detroit Lions.
He's done well for us.
He has scored in back-to-back weeks. It actually gives me a little bit of pause. However, this game, I think there's going to be a lot of points. Detroit has been, well, they had a bye week last week, but they've been getting a little bit better offensively. They started out a little slow. Jared Goff did. But Lions at Cowboys, I think this is going to be shootout potential. So I think there's going to be a lot of points, and Amon-Ra St. Brown is usually good. So I will take a Amon-Ra St. Brown anytime touchdown.
Okay, so I like following the points typically in these games. You want to find a game with a high total. That, however, is not what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
I like going against that Philly pass defense, which has been brutal. They're coming off a bye week. But they've been banged up personnel-wise. I also feel like there's a do factor going on with Amari Cooper, mm-hmm. who has had like a couple of touchdowns called back this year. He had one called back against Vegas. He dropped one week one against Dallas. I feel like there's a do factor. He's plus 230. It is a low point total, like a real low point. I think the implied total for Cleveland is like 16.
The over-under
in that game
that 16.
Is low 40s. I just think if someone's going to score, it's going to be Amari Cooper again. I think he's due. They throw to him so much. Sooner or later, he's going to get in the end zone. So I feel like this is the week Amari Cooper does it. Mark him down at plus 230. Who are you going with, Billy?
Ravens hosting the Commanders. I'm taking Zay Flowers.
Ooh.
Zay Flowers.
BC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah, that's why.
A nod to the Eagles.
And when they wear all black, they look super fast.
They look extra fast.
Especially him.
He's
a thin guy with speed.
It is another game with shootout potential. Like Daniels versus Lamar. There could be a lot of scoring in that game.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Nick?
Going with the London game.
Northern Lights Nick. We're going to go with
Northern Lights. Northern Lights Nick.
Going with the London game. The Jaguars have the worst secondary in all of football. Roma Dunze, he's kind of due too. He had 6 targets last week, but he only had 40 yards.
Yeah, pepper him.
Caleb Williams loves him in the red zone. So give me Rome Odunze to score a touchdown.
Okay, now here's the only thing that I don't love about the pick here in Northern Lights, Nick.
Sunday morning, we're going to know.
Well, we're just going to know immediately. Let's ride. Get up for London
before
football.
Lunch.
Let's ride. Yeah. Or before
hopefully
the 1 o'clock's even kicked off.
And it's not Joe Namath's football life again.
True. That is true. But hopefully that one hits, because if it doesn't, the Bozo touchdown parlay is going to be over real early. But you know what?
Up in smoke.
We're not afraid.
No.
We ain't scared.
I like it.
Terp, I thought, wasn't here today, but then I just saw him
what's
in the producer's room. Yeah, seriously, Terp.
What's his
problem? Are you here? Are you not here? Like, what's
it
your
didn't
deal?
Didn't take as long as I thought, and he walked in at 10:42.
Well, you know what?
Had an appointment.
You know what? You're not welcome.
Yeah.
No, you're welcome.
Actually, we need him.
What?
He's going with Tucker Kraft.
Oh.
The Packers tight end who had 2 touchdowns last week, he thinks he's going to roll that over this week. So he has a Tucker Kraft touchdown.
Okay, so some real juicy ones. So Odunze is plus 240, Cooper plus 230, Kraft plus 225. What is the total up to, Keith?
One ham.
Yep.
That'd be $10 hard-earned American money.
I think our listeners know what a ham is at this point.
That is true. Yeah. But just for those that may be tuning in for the first time, welcome.
Uh-huh.
One ham would win you $1,751.20. Oh, that is sweet.
How many PS5s?
That's like 3.5 PS5s.
3.5 PS5s.
Wow.
Add those to the 2 we already won you back in week 2.
Stack them all on top
of
each other.
3 PS5s and a remote? Get you an extra remote?
Yes.
Boom.
Get your remote.
Call a friend.
Certainly
a game?
More than 3 PS5s, less than 4. 17, 51, 20.
Wow, that is a big, big number.
Now, make sure you set your alarm for the Bozo touchdown parlay, because we're starting in London, apparently.
I was going to say, if Rome scores before...
It's a good sign.
High noon?
Good sign, and it's a good day.
It's happening.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like it's definitely happening.
It's happening.
You know what's insane? I would just spend the $1,700
After we won week 2, the last 2 weeks, I was like more mad than I should be that it didn't hit.
Yeah, same.
I was like, what the hell?
Well, Wiggy,
we had these.
Wiggy followed it for 1 week and then is now doing his own.
He's going rogue. He'll take one of these.
He's doing his own bastardized. Yeah, he's like, I followed
it. Guys, I took it. You're like, you took one of them. You took like one of these.
He also put Derrick Henry first touchdown scorer in every single parlay he did. So it was like the only leg he hit.
That one did hit last week. Yeah.
Can you imagine if he just took all the money he bet and just put it on first touchdown Henry?
Oh.
He'd retire.
Yeah, he'd be real nice.
He'd have no extra.
Now, what, Nick, you were dabbling around earlier today. If you add, we're not advocating for this necessarily.
No, this is a bit too
but
far.
If you added a Drake,
oh, he sprinkled. Okay, yeah, you sprinkled.
Yeah, I'll sprinkle everywhere if this thing hits. So a Drake May anytime touchdown, which I think is
fire hose if it hits.
Drake May anytime is plus 390.
Yeah.
I added it.
If you add it.
So it's a six leg. It's $8,600 if it hits.
Wow. I can't even do the math on how many PS5s that is.
That's an ant. A six-leg parlay. What did we call the eight-leg parlay? That's the Kayshon Booty. Didn't he do an eight-leg parlay, which he got in trouble for?
Yeah.
His username was Kayshon Booty 1.
So if you take this parlay and then you throw in a Drake May scoot,
yeah,
and again, it's got to be a run.
That's not an official. That's just for the boldest out there. It's not an official Jones
grand?
Yeah.
What's also wild about this, depending on where you're
shopping, I'd slap Ken across the face with that $8,000. I'd say, I'm never coming back.
He's like, all right.
He's like, okay.
2 months, you're going to come crawling back.
$8,000? You don't want to work here anymore? No, I do not, sir. No, I do not. I'm out.
Just
I'm retired.
Cause a real scene.
I'm going to just let it ride on my next Bozo touchdown parlay.
You're like,
in your face.
You're like, that won't cover half of daycare for the year.
You're like, no, it won't.
Whatever. But if this one, also, depending on where you do your betting, there's a lot of times where you can get boosts. So that's what it is with no boost.
Oh, you tack that boost on there?
Tack a boost on. Forget it.
Yeah. It's,
gravy.
Yeah, so do with that what you will.
Start thinking about how you're going to spend it.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. Bozo touchdown parlay. It's hit before. So follow
it
along.
Has. That's true.
It's paid out quite handsomely.
Yes.
Two PS5s is how it paid out. We'll get to your feedback here on Drake May. I want to get to ownership's role in the decision as well. And how do we evaluate them 5 weeks into the year? We played the game after 1 week. Ownership deserves credit. They stayed out of the quarterback decision. Look, they're 1-0. They beat Cincinnati. How are we feeling about it now? We'll get to it next.